Hello.
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from Metro Research today. We're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. It's just a research study. It's not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just real quick, do you have how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
We have two children. But neither of them actually attend schools. We homeschool right now.
Oh, interesting. Okay, nice. What's your age?
I'm 45.
45. Do you have the pair?
Isn't it not polite to ask a lady her age? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so sorry. I'm
totally kidding.
I just read the question. Sometimes it's uncomfortable for I understand you.
I'm very proud that I've lived this long. I mean, nobody's looking 45 anymore. I'm almost 50 and I'm not gonna brag, but you know, we're happy to have those years, right?
I feel good about myself, right? I feel like I still have a lot of life left ahead of me.
We do.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my time. I'm having a good time. I'm not
exactly. Now we've finally figured it out at this age, so you know, it makes
probably.
It
I mean, it seems like you're right.
It takes this long.
I remember when I was younger, I'd see all kinds of people my age, and I'd be like, "They're old," but man, I don't feel old at all.
Yeah.
Nope, you shouldn't. Okay. Let's see. So you're homeschooled, right? How? Do
yeah.
You describe...
So mm-hmm. We haven't what? Always homeschooled, but we've homeschooled since COVID. So about
but you're familiar with the system and everything that happens.
Oh, yeah. My daughter actually did go to the public high school for the first 6 months of this year. So.
Okay. So and another one of those questions, how do you describe your gender?
Female or she, her, however.
I mean, it's just times are very, you know, it's just very
yep, you got
to
ask.
We have
yep.
to consider everybody. And, in my days it wasn't like that, but I think there's very much beneficial to, you know, doing
yep.
that with children and letting them use their brains, right? Instead of restraining
them. Yeah, we're open to whatever. As long as you're respectful and nice and a kind human, that's all that matters.
Right, correct. And that's what matters, right?
yep.
How would you describe your race?
White or Caucasian.
Okay, perfect. And your children, what grades are they currently in?
So one is in ninth grade currently, and one is in fifth grade. Yep.
And how's the freshman? Tough year, right?
She's actually wonderful.
Yeah. So which of the following best describes the school where your children, they used to go to public school, correct?
Yeah, so my oldest daughter, she went to public school till fifth grade, and then actually the beginning of this school year, she did try the public high school for the first semester, so about 5 months,
mm-hmm.
4 months. And my son went to public school, just kindergarten and first grade, and then...
Mm-hmm. And then you've had him at home ever since.
Yeah, so they're both immune compromised, so that was what sort of had us... We didn't like the online system when COVID
mm-hmm.
hit, so we decided to homeschool. I was a former teacher before I had
yeah,
kids, so I was
great.
Confident.
I love teachers. All my family. I'm the only one that's
I still think I'm still a teacher, technically.
yeah, well, I mean,
you know,
I love teachers are great. Teachers are great. They choose that career. You know, they could do other things, but they choose to, you know, be an
yeah,
impact.
Yeah, I just
on,
love
on
it.
The,
I just wanted to be home with my kids, so when I had my daughter, it's
teachers are the best
insane.
In every which way.
So
the fifth grader. The following questions. Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So the following questions would be about this child's school.
Sure.
So let's see. You said homeschool, right? Okay.
Yep. I am familiar with the middle school because my daughter went there and my nephew does too. So.
Right. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you too, if you had nephews or nieces. So you're
mm-hmm.
great. You're perfect for this because you're a teacher. You know all the kids. You're well informed of what's going on in the community. I mean,
I'm very passionate about education. Yep.
Couldn't have a better candidate here. When it comes to your fifth grade child's progress in reading this year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not concerned at all? Or not at all concerned?
Do you want me to speak for my nephew or for my son? Because my son isn't...
I would say in general. I mean, you have two fifth graders? Is that what you're telling me? Your son and your...
Yeah.
Nephew?
Well, my
okay.
my Yeah, my nephew's actually fifth grade as well, and my son is fifth grade.
Well, let's try to stick to the public or to the, you know, the community scene so that we can evaluate that situation.
Sure.
Would that be okay with you?
They're both excellent readers.
Oh, that's great. So you're, mm-hmm. Let's see, when it comes to your fifth graders, child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Great, thanks. And to the best of your knowledge, is your fifth grade child or children reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Yes, there. Thank you. And has your fifth grade child, pediatrician, ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Yes, early on.
Okay, thank you. What kind of activities or what kind of activities or supports did your fifth grade child's pediatrician recommend? As you can select as many as apply here. The first one would be singing songs. Next one would be reading with your child. Next one would be repeating with your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours. Next one would be introducing vocabulary, reciting nursery rhymes, oral stories, or talking with your child?
I would say the first three and the last one.
The first three, which would be singing songs and talking with your child.
And reading.
And reading, let's see, and reading with your child. Repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours. That would be another selection of yours. Thank you.
And singing,
Okay, so I have singing songs, reading with your child, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, and talking with your child. Did you want me to go over the other ones in case you wanted to also select one of those?
The other two that you read, no, it definitely wasn't those.
Okay, so we can move on?
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
So now we have, what information do you use to understand your fifth grade child's progress in reading and writing? You can select all that apply. Here we go. The first one is information. From your child's teacher, that's one, literacy screeners, such as iRead, Early Bird, Dibbles, and Star. Next one would be English Language Arts, MCAS, grades or report cards. Next one would be parent-teacher conference. Next would be conversations with my child. You can select as many as you'd like.
Okay. Can you repeat the first one again?
Information from my child's teacher.
Okay, well, in my son's case, that would be me, is that? So, I don't know if that's the same answer as the first and the last
Well,
one,
whatever,
I don't use
whatever you feel is applicable to the survey would be more applicable. I mean, it's your choice, it's your opinion. I don't, whatever you say, that's what I'm going to put because that's what we want.
Okay, I would say the last one, which is...
The last one, conversations with my child.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, let's move on. And next one will be, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my fifth grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
I can't really answer that question.
It's okay. It's okay.
Because we don't, you know, he doesn't have a teacher, so they don't. I mean, I guess we do submit an education plan to homeschool, and then they have to, like, approve it, but that's not really the same thing.
Interesting. So they have to prove it in order to be credible?
Sort of. It's not like an approval, like they can tell us what to do, but we have to submit a plan that says what subjects we'll cover, what resources we'll use, and how we'll, at the end of the year, tell them progress. So there's different choices we can make. I use a progress report, so in June I will then write up. Basically, it's almost like a report card, but
there's certain guidelines to homeschooling, right?
Yeah, they have they technically can't tell us what we can teach, but we should be teaching the core subject, and they can say, like, we want more information.
To keep the rest, right?
Yeah, it's just to make sure that kids are getting educated. Because
that's
unfortunately, some people use homeschooling as a cover to avoid.
That's just not
usually not the case, but you know, there's always a few.
Okay, so does your fifth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help in reading? You can select all that apply. The first one is one-on-one instruction from a specialist. The next one would be access to an outside specialist, followed by resources to use at home to help practice reading. Next, we have a specific diagnosis to help understand what your child's reading challenges are. And the last but not least, we have small group instruction.
I believe, just from what I know about, it's not for my child, but I do know what they offer at the schools because I went there and I also subbed there. So the first thing they offer, a reading specialist in the school.
Oh, a reading specialist, let's see, where is that at? So one-on-one instruction.
I think it was the first one you read.
Mm-hmm. Would that
the second one you read, outsourcing, they don't offer it willingly. I think it has to be something you, like, get forced on them. They're very unwilling to offer outside. So the first one, and then the third one you read was group
resources
reading
to use at home to help practice.
Yes.
Okay.
They do offer that. Yep.
Oh, great. A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are.
If you ask for it. They won't just give it to you. You have to ask for that.
Did you want it to be one of your selected or not?
I would say no, and that's not on them. That's a state thing. Teachers aren't allowed to tell you your kids need to be tested. You have to ask.
Oh, really? Interesting. What about small group instruction?
Yes, they do offer that.
Okay, great. Let's move on to the next question. We're almost halfway through. Have you ever looked for help outside of your schools to support your fifth grade child's reading progress? For example, a tutor enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, got an outside assessment, etc.
No.
Thank you. And when your fifth grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or other words in the sentence. Next would be they sound out the letters and the words and try to say them together to make a word. The next one would be neither of these approaches.
The context clues.
Which one? The sound?
The first one you read.
They try to guess the words.
They try to figure it out with context. Yep.
Okay. Now, how effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fifth graders to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, and not at all effective.
It's hard because I kind of have done more of the reading than
right,
school,
right.
But
and that's
I
was just
thinking
the
nephew.
Same thing. What grade do you teach, if I can ask?
I did teach high school when
okay.
I was teaching.
My sister's a fifth grade teacher, so all my family, the whole family, my parents, my siblings, I'm the only one.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do a good job at the school. It's like my nephew reads really well.
Okay, so you would say, let's read this again. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fifth grade child to read? Okay, so you would say they're effective. Would you say they're somewhat effective or very effective?
They are not very, but the one below that.
Somewhat effective.
Okay. Somewhat, yeah.
Let's move on.
Depends on
so
the kid.
Next. Yeah, yeah, of course, and the support curriculum. Do you know what curriculum is used in your fifth grader's child's school for reading or language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the type of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach specific subjects.
I remember what they used. They used to use something called foundations, but I think they've changed it since we left the district. That's all I remember. I don't remember the name of it.
Okay, so let's see. Do you know what curriculum is used in the fifth grade? So are you familiar with the curriculum that they're teaching in the fifth grade for reading?
I'm not.
Language arts? Okay, that's okay.
I'm not currently because we've been out for like a few years. And I don't know what my nephew does.
It's okay.
I don't want to.
It's valid. It's a valid answer, and that's what you, that's how you feel, and that's what we want. So now, thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, How familiar are you with each of the following? So, sounded out, how familiar are you with that? Not familiar at all or very familiar?
Familiar.
Familiar. And when we say somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Phonics?
Very familiar.
Very familiar. Of course, I figured that. Textbooks by Fountas and Pino.
What was the name again?
Fountas, Fountas and Pino.
I do not know that one.
Okay, so we will put not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar, yeah.
Thank you. And then guessing from context.
Is that a name of a program or just the concept of
this is think about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help people. Yeah.
I teach, but I don't actually think it's used much in the schools. It should be used more.
Okay, let's see what it says here. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, it says, how familiar are you with each of the following? So basically it says...
Very familiar, so I guess very familiar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now reading recovery.
Somewhat familiar.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, so somewhat familiar.
It sounds familiar, but I don't really know it, yeah.
Sight words... Yeah, a lot of new stuff. Sight word list or flashcards?
Very familiar.
Mm-hmm. And three, queuing or queuing?
Not familiar.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. Whole language?
Very familiar.
Very familiar. Okay, let's see. From what you know, what do you think research has shown is best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, sounding out words, cueing, guessing words from context, and sentence structures are a combination of both.
It's a hard one. I'm trying to my own personal opinion, not what the school is necessarily believe.
You're computing right now?
Okay. I think I would say a combination of both.
A combination of both. Thank you for that. And research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structures, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned, not too concerned, sorry, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in schools?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat? Okay. Thank you. And let's see. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on the reading test? A great deal or nothing at all?
It's a hard one because I don't actually believe in those terrible tests that they force on children, so I don't believe that they are really a good assessment of whether kids understand or not. So I have heard of it. I can't say I haven't heard of it. I have heard of it.
So would you say just a little bit or a fair amount?
Fair amount.
Fair amount,
seems to be too much of a focus, actually.
Okay, so it says you have mentioned, you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard? And this one, I'm going to do just verbatim, whatever you tell me.
Okay. Hmm? So I have heard that testing shows that students may have fallen behind on reading. And that the main focus or assessment seems to be through the testing.
Okay, so we're talking about that test show that students have fallen behind. Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and can you tell me the rest?
So I have heard the testers add that, but public education seems to be too focused on teaching to a test rather than to a learner's needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have. You say that tests showing that students have fallen behind, that public education is too focused on tests than learners' needs.
Yes.
Okay.
And while tests should be, or tests can be, a part of the assessment tool, that public education needs to come back to a whole child approach.
To a whole child approach. Okay?
Yep. Teaching them to love learning rather than perform for a test.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. So it needs to come back to whole child's approach.
Yep.
You say?
To teach them how to love learning and not just how to take a test.
Okay, so to teach them to love learning and not what?
How to love learning and not just how to take a test.
Okay, and not just how to take. As you can see, typing was not my main subject, my strong subject.
Well, the best classes I took in high school, I swear they should.
God, I regret not doing this better at that class.
On the old school little typewriter so that they can't use the computer, you know.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Okay. Take. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, so moving on. Let's see. We got that. Okay, perfect. Now, as you may know, more than half the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by the third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat. Okay, perfect. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Now, to the best of your knowledge, schools in Massachusetts require to use evidence-based reading curriculum. That is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not.
So what am I answering?
Yeah, I could read it again. To the best of your knowledge.
I
know sometimes I have to read it so I can't think. It's hard for me to read it at the same time, so I'll do it again. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? And then it says, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not. And this to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay. Yes, they are. Thank you. Yeah. Do you think students, we're about 70%. Do you think students should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a probably yes or definitely yes?
Yeah, probably yes, because I don't know if I totally understand.
Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Let's see. I'll go down a list because I like all that you want. Whichever ones you choose, I'm going to select them for you.
Okay.
School administration, state education officials, school districts, schools, teachers, parents.
I would say all of the above.
All of them. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Moving on. We have, does your fifth grade child have dyslexia?
No.
Thank you. And does your fifth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No. Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Okay. Does your fifth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Thank you. And let's see, to the best of your knowledge, does your fifth grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not? Okay, no.
No.
You. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken at home? Whichever ones that you tell me. It could be
just English.
Just English, okay?
Yeah.
Let's see. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Master's degree. So graduate school.
No, oh, congratulations on that. Kept going. Last
you
year.
You kind of have to be a teacher.
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
Eventually.
I got a couple of doctors, doctorate, not medical doctors, but yeah, I understand. It's a lot of work. Regardless, it's a lot of work. So
it
I
is,
take
yeah.
A lot of,
within 5 years of being a teacher in Massachusetts, you have to get your master's degree.
Good for you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25,000 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, 100 to less than 150, more than 150,000. Which one? The 100 to 150?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And finally, your five-digit zip code, please.
01749.
Okay, 01749. Perfect. I believe that was it, but we have a couple, just some quick questions. Sometimes reporters like to comment or contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Could you tell me what this is, like, organization this is for? Or is it for a reading program, or?
It's, honestly, we're kind of, you know, just because so we could stay kind of neutral on everything, they don't tell us, like, you know.
Okay. Can you tell me if it's not for profit or for profit?
I think it's, I really, honestly, to tell you, to be completely honest with you, all I know is that this information is used basically to, you know, pass along and share with people that may have some type of influence in the community.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'll pass.
That's all I know. That's why I'm just trying to be honest.
No, that's fine. I think I'll pass on the next thing.
Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it looks like that's it. I had fun talking to you. It's always
you
nice to talk to an educator, and I just love educators.
You.
All my family, they're such good people, caring, and congratulations on making that career. I think it's one of the most rewarding careers that you can have. And thank you
it
for
is.
Your time.
If only they could reward people financially,
right.
Too, though.
Yeah. But at least you're going to go to heaven.
Yeah, we hope. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Okay.